We're talking with Audubon head coach Andrea Schwery. And coach, it came down to the bottom of the seventh again, but you guys, girls did the job. You get the win, the walk-off. What are you thinking right now after a dramatic win here at the state softball tournament?
Yeah, just excited we got the win. I thought we did a good job putting some runs up early. We talked about how they were probably going to respond, and they did, and we handled that pretty well. I thought Gem and I had a great attempt at that ball in right field. She had nothing to lose. She almost had it. So love that effort. I think it really set the tone going into the bottom of the seventh there. But then the girls, they just keep competing, keep fighting, and they just don't want this season to end. And so you can see that on the field. They love playing together, and they want to keep it rolling.
How about Riley Miller's final at bat and what she was just able to find a gap in right center and just go with it, and that's what you needed, and you got it.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Maddie Nielsen for being on, first of all. And then we're close with a couple other plays, but yeah, Riley stepped up. I don't think she wanted to pitch that. She didn't want to go into extras, I don't think, so she took into matters in her own hands. And then Maddie Nielsen, that state track speed, you could see that on the bases. And she was awesome with two outs because she can just go with no regrets. And yeah, it was great execution by both of them.
How was the game? How did you feel like it was progressing? I mean, as it was going on, we knew it was going to be tight. We knew it was going to be a pitcher's duel.
Yep.
Did it kind of go as you kind of thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, any game at State's going to be close. You're going to get everyone's best effort. They're all good teams that are going to be here, good pitchers, good hitters. So we really got to execute when we can. I thought we did a good job of getting runners on pretty much every inning. So I think that settled in. You could tell we really settled in that third inning. I think it was that we put up those runs. So yeah, just stayed the course, and everyone was feeling confident in themselves and trusting the work that we put in.
One of the things we talked about is how the offense contributors up or down the lineup.
Yep.
For the bottom part of your lineup, everybody got on base at least once in this game, and the bottom part of the lineup found ways to make things happen. That is so huge.
Yep.
That's a huge advantage of the state tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to take all of us. I mean, we're not just a one-person team. It's going to take all nine, all the people in the dugout, too. They play an important role. So, yeah, the bottom got it going. Michelle had kind of a little sneak bunt for a hit. And then some other key plays, got a walk. Gemma had bunt down. Just kept executing up and down the lineup, and that's what we need.
So now you got Eddyville in the next round. They upset Northeast. What are your thoughts on getting a chance to play the Rockets in the semifinals?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've been on a run. I think they've upset a lot of people on their postseason run, and now another one today. So obviously there's something to be something to look into and have some respect for them. And hopefully we can keep getting win, get a little bit more info on them tonight and celebrate and then come back to work tomorrow.
Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.